the Master Tavern Keeper's History of the Old World. And so it was that the runesmith Hagrag, the author of the ancient dwarf scroll that my uncle had found himself locked away in the Tower of the Chaos Dwarves, seemingly there until the end of his days. Or at least, it would have been, but for something most unexpected happening to change his fate. The creation of the Draz-Urk, the Black Orcs. Those weakling Dawizar, those twisted, chaotic dwarves. They toiled so little that they're an embarrassment to our race. They instead spent all their time tinkering and toying with foul sorceries and making artifacts of destruction. Honest work was seen as beneath them, and in their stead, literally beneath them, to do the hard graft of hand and arm, the stuff that keeps souls alive and honest, were their green-skinned slaves. These lazy Dawi employed goblins, orcs, and hobgoblins to do everything for them. In point of fact, I met very few of the dwarves themselves during my incarceration. Mostly, I had dealings with their underlings. But these were constantly fighting with each other. The lazy grubby would do whatever they could to get out of difficult work, trying their hardest to trick the more gullible orcs into doing their share of the labour. However, if they tried to order an orc about directly, they'd get a fist to the face, or worse. The niggling tension between these two was palpable. Each despised and mistrusted the other, but were bound together by the yoke upon each. The orcs, in general, treated both the goblins and the slightly taller hobgoblins as things to be punched, kicked, beaten down and ordered around. Your regular grubby simply took it, waiting for an opportunity to turn the table. But the hobgoblins, they were the most numerous and cunning. Well, they would gang up on any orcs who showed signs of leadership to eliminate them before they accrued any modicum of tangible power. The whole thing was a mess. The slaves unruly and unreliable, and projects oft derailed by their infighting. Their twisted masters were driven to exasperation. Thus, they began to experiment on some of the orcs, doing I don't know what, to create a solution to the unreliability of their unruly thralls. I heard it was through a combination of dark magic, coupled with selective breeding of the largest and most intelligent of the greenskins. Splicing, mixing, stitching and infusing, and Grugny knows what else, that by which, and after a number of decades, they achieved success, creating a new breed of orc. These were larger, stronger, and able to organize and focus the efforts of orcs all about them. Slave overlords to force the masses into obedience. In short, an orc the likes of which the world has never seen. The Black Orc. However, in our tainted cousin's ultimate success was the seed of their near downfall. A as well as my own escape. The new black orcs were everything their masters had envisioned. From my cell, I saw these Draz'urk everywhere, ordering the Grubby and other orcs about, as well as keeping the hobgoblins in line, much to their chagrin. The hobgoblins were used to being at the top of the slave pile and resented the usurpation of their position, but dared not defy the might of the new slave drivers. However, what the Dawizar are twisted cousins and not bred out of the black orcs was their independence, their fighting spirit, and antipathy to anything smaller than themselves, lording over them. This reached a head about 5 decades after their introduction.
Death to the Stunties!
The Black Orcs were the leaders of an armed slave revolt that tore through the Tower of Zarnagrund. The Frurendar had not created the perfect slave drivers at all. They'd created the perfect warriors to lead a rebellion against their overlords' lazy and sadistic yoke. It began with screaming. My latest torturer was torn apart by a slavering mob of goblins and orcs under the steely gaze of one of the black orcs. After he'd set his comrades in revolt upon their bloody task, he went about smashing the various pain-inducing contraptions that littered the chamber and inadvertently caused the locking mechanism to my own cell to fail. The greenskin sport, thus, at an end, they moved off to the next room, and I kicked open the door. My dwarf torturer still lived, barely. His limbs were severed from his torso. He was bleeding out. I could not miss the opportunity, though. You have reaped what you have sown, cousin. I hope it has given you as much satisfaction as this now gives me. My cell was near the top of the tower, not far from our sorceress cousin's holiest of holies, the temple of their god, Hashut. As I emerged from the spiral staircase that led to my lonely cell, I saw the black orcs storming the temple steps. Ahead of them were what must have been the most twisted devotees of their fire god. They struck down the charging greenskins with blade and arcane bolt. However, they were on the verge of being overrun, clearly no match for their black orc creations. That was until suddenly treachery blossomed from the back line. A legion of hobgoblins followed in the wake of the black orcs, primarily killing the wounded, taking delight in inflicting pain on the fallen, friend and foe alike. It was these duplicitous allies that bore the traitor's blade and buried it deep into the backs of their would-be liberators.
Side with the Stunties! Die!
I saw the leader of the rebellion, a black orc they used to call Nick Snapper, with good reason. reason. Bellow in rage as the long blades of the Frurindar pierced him in place, and a tide of hobgoblins swarmed over him. He died, and with him the rebellion. But the bill in blood was beyond calculation. However, unfortunately, the Dowie Tsar and their precarious empire were spared complete annihilation. The death of Nexnapper caused utter chaos, with the leaderless orcs and goblins left in confusion, a confusion that I used to escape. I saw greenskins put to the sword by Dowie and Hobgoblin, whilst those too weak to fight back were dragged back into the slave pits. It took me many hours to get out of the tower. It was a changed place. Its flagstones were slick with blood, and rivers of it flowed off balconies and sluices like carmine waterfalls. The plain that surrounded the polluted tower, normally bustling with patrols, was empty, save for myself and small mobs of black orcs who had escaped the slaughter and were heading for the hills and mountains. From what I hear, they bred and become part of, yet apart from, the green skin race. My journey back was long, but back home did I finally return. And here I present all I discovered. But my lord, my king, I leave you with this, and I hope that you'll hearken to my words. The Chaos Dwarves are a great shame to our people. The signs were there for all to see, and yet we ignored them. We are all Grungnis, yes? Our blindness has led to the creation of an abomination in the East. One it would do well for us to end. Hagrag, Dwarf Runesmith.